Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2012, Selena discussed visiting, envisioning, and working with ancient and contemporary circles of stone as sacred sites for personal, community, and planetary transformation.
This is Selena Fox, and tonight we're going to be exploring stone circles, stone rings, medicine wheels, and megalithic and microlithic stone circles. Let's begin with a short invocation. Stone circles of the past, of the present, of the future. We call to you and honor you. We attune to you, to your magic, to your mystery, to your powers. Teach us, guide us, bless us. Aid us in our understanding and work with you. So mote it be. Stone circles are found in different forms and in different places all around the world. We're going to take a look at some of the stone circles tonight and look at ways that each of us can work with stone circles as part of our own particular practice, whether we have an actual ancient one close by to visit or not. Stone circles are ancient, yet they're also contemporary. Some are being built as we speak. Some are being planned for the future. Stone circles may be big, such as Avebury, which is so large that there's actually a village inside of it in England. Or it can be a small stone circle, a small symbolic stone circle made of polished stones set on an altar, being used as a focal point for a healing rite, for example. Stone circles may be one large circle with standing stones, or it might take the form of many stones forming a ring, such as the stone circle at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve in Wisconsin. A stone circle might have other stone circles within it. So the configuration of stone circles when they occur can vary quite a bit. The age of these circles can also vary. In addition to the contemporary ones and the ones in the works for the future, some go back thousands of years. There's a stone circle in southern Turkey near the modern-day city of Urfa. It's called the Göbekli Tepe Circle. It's composed of T-shaped limestone blocks that line the circles, and there's actually carvings on some of the stones. And in addition to the very large circle, there are at least 20 stone rings within that circle. This site is currently under study, and there's not a lot yet known about it, but it is something that has carvings that are mysterious and something that is really, some say, one of the oldest of the sacred sites created by humans in the world. Perhaps the most famous of stone circles to many people is that of Stonehenge. Stonehenge, located in England, has stones within a circle of stones, and it was built over time and had many phases of construction. Why Stonehenge is so well known is that it has been visited by people of many paths and places for thousands of years. And every year at summer solstice time, and also at winter solstice time and at other times of the years, but especially the summer solstice, thousands of people go to Stonehenge, regardless of the weather, to bring in the summer, to celebrate summer solstice. For myself, in celebrating summer solstice this year, I did so at two stone circles, the stone circle at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, which we began creating in 1983, and a more recent stone circle, which is that of our main ritual circle at Stonehouse Park, which has been home to the Pagan Spirit Gathering for the past couple years. My voice is a little rough tonight because I've just come back from Pagan Spirit Gathering 2012 and used my voice a lot. And it was a wonderful gathering. Our ritual circle at Pagan Spirit Gathering at Stonehouse Park near Earlville, Illinois, is a stone circle that's marked with four quarter points that are stone markers. Altars are crafted out of stones in each of those directions. So that's where the stones are in that particular stone circle. And it is the place where we do rituals and meetings and workshops throughout the 8 days of the Pagan Spirit Gathering. And we were able to create that space with the permission of the Stonehouse Park owners. And that has now become a central focus for our community celebrations and rituals at that site. Pagans today are not only going to ancient stone circles, but they are creating new ones. Some of the new ones that are being created, such as the Stone Circle at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, are being created so that they are going to endure. Others are temporarily created. Back in 1996, I created a temporary stone circle at an ancient site where my ancestors dwelled. And it was in a cave, one of the Weems Caves on the North Sea in Scotland, not too far from Edinburgh, actually near West Weems, right on the North Sea. I went there to honor that place, which ancient peoples had used for ceremonial purposes, and part of how we know that is some of the carvings on the cave itself that date back to antiquity. And it was also part of land that ancestors on my father's mother's side once held. In fact, I do still have a very distant cousin that is living on that family land. The stone circle I created there took the form of a very small circle, a one-person circle. I found stone that was laying around at the site and wasn't part of any archaeological feature, and created a small ring for me to use as a portal to call my ancestors and to call the spirit of that place, so that I could pay respects, so that I could honor my ancestors and the spirit of that place, and also so that I could learn and understand and align myself to that place. When I was done with the ceremony, I gathered up the stones and returned them to the places that I had found them, because that was a site that is being studied archaeologically, and I did not want to confuse any kind of research by any new researchers coming to the place. I've had occasion to visit old stone circles in a variety of locations. I went to Stonehenge and saw that amazing place. I went to Avebury, a place where the stones surround this small village, and you can actually get right up to the stones. And I went to a ancient stone circle, not as known as Avebury and Stonehenge, but for me, the most powerful of the three that I have visited in the UK, because it was out in the Lake Country District and pretty remote. It's the Castle Rigg Stone Circle. And that was actually the very first stone circle I visited during that trip back in the mid-90s to the UK. I went with a number of pagan academics that were involved with the emerging pagan studies discipline, not only in England, but across Europe and Australia and the States, other parts of the world. We went and did ritual in Castle Rigg. And as I took part in that ritual, I had the sense of that being a keeper of ancient wisdom, that being an ancient site that was still very much active. My sense was not only of the ancient peoples that once did ritual there, but of people of more recent decades that go there for personal and group ceremonies. And while I was there and taking part in the ceremony, I had the honor and the privilege of doing a part of that ceremony. I was asked to call center. And as I did so, I experienced the power in the land itself, in the circle itself, and the circle being a portal. In fact, as I did the invocation and honored the spirit of place and the spirit of center, I felt a great surge of power, which caused me to get a little bit dizzy, even though I was standing still at the time. As I linked in with the place, I experienced its beauty, its wisdom, its power. And that remains one of my favorite stone circle memories. Not only did I get a chance to connect with the spirit of the place, but the beauty of the rocks themselves and the community of pagans and pagan researchers that had come there to experience the site and each other. Now to a whole other part of the world, to a place very little known, on the island nation of Antigua, off the coast of Venezuela. I learned about this stone circle while I was waiting in an airport for one of my speaking travels, and I was planning on going to Antigua to visit some friends. This was the late 1980s. And I happened upon a guide to the Caribbean and flipped through the guide, looked for Antigua, and saw a footnote listing about an ancient stone circle on the island. Well, as someone that's had a long time interest and affinity for ancient sites, especially ancient sacred sites, I added it to my list of things to have happened on my visit to my friends and to the island of Antigua. And we were able to make a trek to this very remote, very overgrown, and hard to find stone circle. We went to the National Museum and connected with a number of people on the island that knew some of the older sites of the island, because it really wasn't on any tourist map that we could find when we arrived there. And we were given a sketchy map by one of the researchers that we connected with. He hand drew it, gave us some directions, and my friend Henry Petrucci and his wife Maureen and my husband Dennis and I made our trek, drove part of the way in a car over what was supposedly a road. It was sort of a dirt path with a lot of ruts in it. Then we parked the car and then started our trek with machetes in hand, because we needed not only to walk a long distance, but in order to get there, we needed to cut down the 6 to 8 foot tall lemongrass that was kind of blocking the way along the path. There was a path there. We were able to find it. We made our way up there. It took quite a bit of time. And once we got up to the site, it was clearly worth it. What intrigues me as I remember that visit to the site was the fact that not only were there stones in a circle at the top of this rise on the island, you could see the horizon all around. It was a perfect place to observe the rising and setting of sun, moon, stars, and planets. I also was intrigued because there was one stone within this ring that was laying flat. The other stones were not that tall, but they were in a configuration that was circular. In talking with others after the journey and before the journey, there continued to be debate as to whether this stone circle was naturally occurring just from rock outcroppings on that part of the island, or whether it was put in place there, or perhaps it was a combination, some naturally occurring rocks, some rocks perhaps being removed to have it be more circular. The history of that stone circle really is not known, although some people are continuing to do some exploration there. What intrigued me the most, though, was there was an actual stone seat made from several stones. It was a stone throne in this small stone circle, big enough to hold a couple dozen people. And as I sat in that stone circle on the stone throne, I felt a power rising up from the land, from the island, and taking me across time. While I did not get specific information from that visit, who created the circle and what specifically its history was, it was clear to me it was a ritual site and a place of great reverence where people across time had come to connect with the divine. So where are the stone circles? How do we find these stone circles of the past? Certainly one can turn to the internet and do a Google search for stone circles, stone rings, but I haven't found any site yet on the internet that really is a comprehensive directory to all the stone circles on the planet. And I think part of the reason for that is that the research into these sites is not only ongoing, but it has emerged in different ways and from people who do not necessarily have contact with each other. I certainly hope that over time that this will change and that there'll be some type of a project that will help bring all this information together and do some cross-cultural and across-era comparisons. And that people who have old stone circles on their property or in their area will make that information known, because stone circles from the ancient past are still being discovered. I'm also hoping that stone circles will be preserved. Not only are they part of the ancient past, and embodied in them are some mysteries and hopefully some information as the technology for doing research on old sites increases. They are sacred places. They are nexus points. And by going to one of these nexus points, you can connect with the great web of power lines, spiritual power lines. Some people call them ley lines that are around the planet. I'm also hoping that those of you listening to this podcast will share your experiences with each other, with me, with stone circles. If you're in live chat, I invite you in the next few moments to list a stone circle you visited, whether you physically visited there or you have learned about that site through studies, through coursework, through watching documentary films, visiting a website with it. I'd also be interested in hearing from those who have created stone circles and that care for stone circles. In the United States, there are both old stone circles and new stone circles. An example of an old stone circle goes back to a place in Michigan, and it's called Beaver Island. And there are actually a number of stone circles, stone rings, and in some parts of the United States and North America, they're actually called medicine circles. Now, some of these stone circles are linked in with a particular people or culture, but some of them have been mysteries. There's a place called Mystery Hill, and it's a drive from Boston. It's actually in New Hampshire. And there's continuing to be speculation and research on that site. Who built this site? Were there people from Europe that came over, or did native people from that part of New England build them? One of the features, the stone ring feature there, not only has alignments with solstices and equinoxes, but the cross quarter days, the Celtic fire festivals that not only are being celebrated in the circle craft tradition, but by many contemporary pagan traditions. Perhaps the biggest and most known of the medicine wheels in North America is one that's the Bighorn Mountain Medicine Ring, and it is out in Wyoming. It takes the form of a large circle, but there are lines of stone that go into the center. And many people go and visit that place of different ethnic backgrounds to honor that stone circle as well. Well, let's shift our focus a bit and take a look at why are stone circles built and how can we use them and work with them. Stone circles in the ancient past were built for a variety of reasons, and some of what we know comes from legend, some comes from archaeological research. It appears that many of the old stone circles had a ceremonial function. They were ritual sites. They were gathering sites. They also were sites that often helped determine the rising and the setting of the sun at particular times of the year. Most commonly, the solstices, but some sites also are aligned to the equinoxes. Some have alignments to moon circles and cycles, and some to the rising and setting of stars and planets. Some call these stone circles, including Stonehenge, a stone computer because of the alignments with various happenings in the heavens. Some stone circles have remains of the dead associated with them. In some cases, the thinking is that the dead remains, burials and cremains were put in the sacred site, and the stone circle was then built as an ancestral place. In other cases, it appears that the stone circle was there first, and then remains of the dead were placed there because it was a sacred site. These ancient stone circles were portals, and they were places of power. And the stone circle research in recent years has shown that some of these stone circles actually were sound chambers. And experimentation has been done at Stonehenge and at replicas, including the one at Mary Hill in the state of Washington in the USA, with old drums and replicas of ancient drums. And it was found that certain rhythms on the drums within the environment of a Stonehenge-like stone circle helped facilitate altered states of consciousness. I'm excited that research is continuing to be done on these stone circles of antiquity. And I'm also excited by the reports that I've gotten over the years of new stone circles coming into being. So why are new stone circles being done? Well, I'll start with the stone circle at Circle Sanctuary. Stonehenge is an example of a megalithic stone circle. Huge rocks weighing tons. Our circle is composed of stones that range in size from the size of a pea or a grape to the to boulder size, basketball size, and a bit bigger. What those stones have in common at our stone circle is most of them can be carried by one person and have been done so. Our stone circle is not completed yet. It's actually a work in progress. Why do we have a stone circle where we have it? As I connected with the land, even before we purchased the land, the vision of having a stone circle at that place came to me. And once we acquired the land, we began construction on the stone circle. We began by taking an altar stone from the stone circle that we had at the very first Circle Farm, which was located near Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. And we carried that altar stone with us when we moved to Ashton, Wisconsin, for a few months to Black Earth, Wisconsin, where we were for several years, and then ultimately to the stone circle area that we have now. We began the construction of the stone circle at Yule of 1983. And since that time, we have added hundreds of stones, not just myself and the people that work with the stone circle regularly because they take part in our various ceremonies throughout the year, but people coming to visit our stone circle often will bring a stone with them. And in the ceremonies that we have at festivals, at moon times, at other times of the year, we have people bring stones and place them in that stone circle. We have each of the four compass points marked with a cairn, a pile of stones, and then we have the ring filled in, connecting each of those cairns with stones, and we place now stones upon stones upon stones. And in the very center of the circle is a smaller ring, including that original altar stone that we had. And that is our fire ring, where we often will kindle a small bonfire in the center of our circle. Or we might instead put an altar there or place offerings there, such as at our fall equinox ceremony, to give thanks for the harvest. We built that circle not only because it came from a vision I had, but it was and is atop a naturally occurring mound that is an energy place. And we dedicated that stone circle back in 1985 as a place for planetary healing. If you go out on the internet to YouTube and locate the Australian film called The Occult Experience, you'll actually see that ceremony of dedication happening. A few minutes of that is part of this much larger survey of magic and consciousness exploration and the mystic and the magical around the world. That's part of this documentary film. You also see a much younger Selena Fox and my partner Dennis and several other people with us. And you'll see the stone circle there that we were dedicated in a much earlier form in its early stages when there were still spaces between each of the stones that linked the four quarter points. One of the reasons we created that stone circle was to have a connecting place that would link all the other sacred sites we worked with, old ones and new ones, at Circle Sanctuary Land. So we intentionally have created other sites and have them linked to that stone circle by virtue of taking stones and soil and other things from the other sites on the Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve land. The stone circle is a portal. It's a portal to connect with the land through time. It's a portal for connecting with the earth spirit around planet Earth. It is a portal to connect with paganism and pagan ways across time, across cultures, across locations. And some of our energy work has involved linking our site with other sites beyond Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, other sites, other places around the planet. And people have brought stones from their own stone circles to our site, bits of soil from sacred places they've gone, collected it in a sacred way according to whatever the protocols are of the places they've been at. And so our stone circle not only is a ritual site for us, but it is a way of linking in to pagans from many places, to ancient sites, sacred sites, pagan and otherwise, from around the world, and to link in to the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. What are some ways to work with stone circles? I'd like to share that for a few moments, and then we'll have an opportunity to do some dialogue in our discussion part of the evening. The most well-known way of working with a stone circle, old or new, is actually visiting it and doing ritual there. In doing that, my recommendations are to learn about the site and its history from books, from talking to others who've been there, from its website or sites on the internet about it, so that you are informed about what it's been through time, and also have information about the rules and regulations, the protocols for being at that site. When is it accessible? What kinds of offerings can you leave? Are there any particular things you should do or not do at that site? Then, before you go to the site, my recommendation would be to actually imagine yourself going to the site through meditation, through looking at photos of the site. Imagine yourself going to that site and connecting with the spirit of place. Honor it and invite it to guide you in your journey to the site, in your experience at the site, your journey from the site, and your way of reflecting and assimilating your connection with that site as part of your own life's path. Then take your journey to the site and then spend time looking at the site, exploring it, and if it seems right to do so and the protocols permit, spend time honoring the site. In the circle craft tradition, it would take the form of facing each of the sacred directions and honoring the site as sacred place as a whole, and calling to the spirit of place at the place to guide you and to give thanks to it. If you are able to leave some type of offering there, it should be biodegradable, such as some flowers, fresh herbs, dried herbs. As you are at the site, be one with it, experience it, and then if it feels right to do so, invite the site to connect with you on a deep level. Resonate with the site. Have a journal with you, or have a journal or means of writing down your impressions shortly after you have had your experience. When you are done being at the site, be sure to give thanks. And then as you journey from the site, continue your work with the site by reflecting on what continues to come to you. Some people who work with sacred site visitation find that not only does information come before and during a site visit, but especially following a site visit. So pay attention to your dreams and your meditations and flashes of insight that may happen to you in the times after you have linked in with that site. I think it is helpful to write a narrative about your experience at the site and any insights that have happened to you as they emerge following the site visit. A second way to connect with the site is to actually be part of site construction, to go to a place where you can physically add to the stone circle. Help raise a standing stone, such as at Four Quarters Farm, or which is up in the northeast, or at Starbridge Community, which is in the southeast of the USA, mm-hmm. or at the Stone Circle, where we're going to continue to have people adding to that circle as long as it seems right to do so. By actually adding to a circle, you become aligned with that circle in a deeper way because you are part of the crafting of that circle. And a third way of working with a stone circle, old or new, is by working with it in meditation. And you can do this whether you physically visited it or not. But if you are able to actually visit it, and if protocols permit having some soil or harvesting a bit of herb growing around, such as some grasses or some flowers or some other piece that might be from that site, if you are able to actually take a bit from the site, not a stone, but some other piece, then you will have that to aid you with that link. Or a photograph, which most sites do allow you to take pictures. In visiting the stone circle in your imagination, it allows you to go to that place spiritually and to continue a relationship with that site. And by working with the spirit of place, you not only develop a good and deeper relationship with that site, but it develops your skills with alignment in the circle craft tradition, which includes alignment with different types of creatures and trees and other kinds of vegetation, and alignments with deities, goddesses, and gods, and ancestors, and other sacred forms. So it can help develop your alignment skills as well as have the very practical way of being able to do ritual at a sacred site, even if you aren't physically present. I'd like to close this part of our podcast by guiding a very short meditation, and then we'll do a bit of checking in regarding any sacred sites, any phone calls that may come in. So in the next few moments of quiet, taking some deep, slow breaths, center yourself. Call on the sacred as you know the sacred. And then focus on the phrase stone circle. And as you do that, repeating that over and over, allow a screen to appear in your mind's eye, and on that screen, summon forth an image of a stone circle, old or new. See what emerges for you. And as the stone circle comes into your imagination, as you silently repeat, stone circle, stone circle, let that as well as stone circle as a sound focus concentrate your attention. And now when you are ready, imagine yourself stepping into that screen, stepping into the center of that stone circle. Slowly turn around clockwise and look at the stones around you. Notice their quantity, their shapes, their colors, their size, their configurations with each other. And then come and face a part of the stone circle that seems right for you to do so. And focus on being in the center. And as you do so, imagine rays of light coming from you and extending out in all directions from this stone circle, and rays of light linking in to stone circles in the imaginations of others that are listening now and that may be listening later. Experience yourself as part of a grid of humans working with stone circles in sacred ways and connecting with each other and with the planet as a whole. In the next few moments of quiet, focus on world peace and well-being. Let love and well wishes come from deep within your being in the center of the stone circle you have imagined, and experience it radiating out on lines that connect with other stone circles and practitioners. And as we work together, we join our powers, our visions, and our intentions. Well wishes, healing, peace on planet Earth. So mote it be. And now, take a few moments and just reflect on your experience. And turning around again, this time clockwise again, look at the stone circle that you have been dwelling in for this short meditation and give thanks. And if it feels right to do so, invite the stone circle, the spirit of that sacred place, to be available to work with you long after this ceremony and this time of study has been completed. Now imagine yourself coming back through the screen that you created, being back in the here and now, giving thanks for the experience and finding a way to weave that experience as well as some of the ideas and sharings tonight in your own way of connecting with stone circles. So mote it be. Well, we have a few moments left, and I want to invite into the conversation David and Jeanette Ewing and thank them for their ongoing work with the Circle Craft Study Show. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello. So have we had anyone in the chat room or calling in any examples of stone circles that people have gone to, or do you have some experiences to share yourself?
Well, there was some discussion about the one in Wyoming, the Medicine Wheel.
Yes.
And I've seen pictures of that one, and it's pretty good size. It's pretty neat. And the Eagle Dove here on the chat mentions that it was made with 28 spokes.
That's correct.
And there's
still some research being done in the emerging field of astroarchaeology, which is taking astronomy and archaeology, and they're looking at the alignments of these old stone circles, and a lot is still being discovered from some of these sites.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's the Bighorn Medicine Wheel. It's on top of the Bighorn Range in Wyoming. It's like 9,642 feet high, and you really can only reach it during the warm summer months. It's Native American created. It has an 80-foot diameter wheel-like pattern made of the stones, and it has cairns and it's visible from the air, and yeah, it's a really powerful place. A number of medicine wheels are found not only in the United States in the plains and in the mountain areas, but up into Canada.
I know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I wondered about as you were talking about this, about the stone circle at Circle Sanctuary, one thing I've noticed that as the, how can I put this, as the demographic has shifted to an older age range, one thing I've wondered is, how many times a year can does Circle actually have different types of rituals up there at the Stone Circle? It seemed like years ago it was more of a regular thing, and I'm just wondering how often is there still ritual work being done up there?
Well, there's rituals happening every month, and some of those rituals are small group rituals. Our full moon circle meets up there from time to time, and sometimes there are small groups of people that take part at our Sabbath festivals that go up there. And then certainly there's a whole lot of personal ceremonies that happen up there. And because it's close to the old part of Circle Cemetery, some of the ceremonies that we have up there are funeral and memorial rites, where people will go into the circle and then go over into the older part of the cemetery or to the newer burying ground area. So it is still frequently used. You're right about part of our population is in the senior citizen realm. We have more seniors now connecting with us, but we also have quite a few people of younger generations as well. To help the people with mobility issues, we now have a grassy area near the Stone Circle. It's before you climb the mound to get to the Stone Circle, where four-wheel drive vehicles can go up, and even during the warmer months where we don't have snow to contend with, you can actually drive regular cars up and park there in our cemetery, Green Cemetery parking lot up there. So we're actually continuing to use it. One of the reasons we've shifted for our big festivals to what's known as Festival Circle, which is a short walk from where Mugwort Circle and the Maypole is because the numbers of people taking part in our Sabbath gatherings has been increasing quite a bit. We can get 100 people in the Stone Circle if we do concentric rings. If we're doing the Festival Circle, we can get a couple hundred people without doing concentric rings. So the Festival Circle is a much larger space for us to be able to hold larger group ceremonies. But the Stone Circle continues to be popular, and as people come and do reports on Circle Sanctuary, and whether it's for, you know, their blogs, or we still have reporters coming out from time to time, that is one of the key places that typically gets visited and is one of our most popular sites at Circle Sanctuary.
Right, yeah. It's interesting to note, though, that from the time that Dave and I first attended our very first public ritual, which was at Circle at Samhain in 1996.
That's right.
I remember that Sabbath, everybody could fit up there.
That's right.
So just using Samhain as a comparison, it is so large that
it's pretty snug.
It's pretty snug in the barn where we do part of the ritual. And, I mean, there's just a large group of people that are in the Festival Circle space as well. So it's just sort of an interesting observation that I've made over time of the increase in the number of people
attending
that have attended Circle.
Well, and I think that as research is made available about some of the older stone circles, Stonehenge was actually reconfigured over time, and part of that might have had to do with numbers. Part of it might have had to do with who the people were that were using the site and what they wanted, but some of the stones that are part of Stonehenge weren't in the location that they were at the whole time they got moved around. Well, I am very thankful for all who tuned in tonight, and knowing that there are stones all over the world and stone circles all over the world. So whether we're talking about the OU site in Japan or Castle Rank in England, or the Bighorn Medicine Wheel out in Wyoming, or the Stone Circle at Circle Sanctuary, or the Lone Head of Daviot in Grampian over in the UK, or of course Stonehenge in Avebury, and the many other stone circles there are, old and new, knowing that the stone circle tradition is continuing is a wonderful thing, and I invite all of you to continue your studies, not only of circle craft, but of ways of learning about stone circles. We're going to end our show tonight with a Come to the Dance by Emerald Rose, and I'd like to invite those of you who are listening to join us in body, or if you aren't able to do that, in spirit, at our upcoming Green Spirit Festival, where the Stone Circle will be open for ceremonies throughout the weekend, and that's the last weekend in July.
Thanks.
Many blessings.
Blessings to you, and we have already registered for Green Spirit, so we will see you then, Selena.
That will be fabulous.
All righty. Yeah, blessings all.
www.circlesanctuary.org/greenspirit will get you the info.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.